very own General Counsel Edwards will make an announcement.
Yes, directors, I'm going to name three just in case they appear outside of the committee. Directors Abdullahi, Friedhoff, and Miller are all attending pursuant to the just cause exemption in AB 2449.
Chair Miller, Vice Chair Here. Friedhoff.
Present.
Vice Chair Scalzitti.
Here.
Directors Castaneda.
Here.
Coates Hedberg. Supervisor Desmond. Directors Douglas. Lines.
Here.
Macedo.
Here.
Myers. Molina.
Present.
Paul.
Yes, present.
Roback.
Present.
Wall.
Here.
Vice Chair Scalzitti, you have a quorum of the committee.
Thank you very much. As we discuss items on the agenda, I will call on directors who push their speaker buttons. Please limit your comments to matters not already addressed and state your points when you have the chance to speak so we can move on through our agenda. Are there any additions or deletions to our agenda today?
We have none.
All right. Public comment. At this time, I'd like to ask if there's any public speakers. Please note that there'll be an opportunity for comment on the draft urban water management plan and the draft water shortage contingency plan during our public hearing that will begin in just a moment. Is there any public comment besides that?
Calling on public comments for matters on the Water Planning and Environmental Committee agenda or within the jurisdiction of the committee. We have none.
Okay, we're moving along. In interest of time, there'll be no chair's report today. I had a lot more to say too, so they cut it. Is there any director comments from our committee? Seeing none, we keep moving along. Our action item, there's no items on the consent calendar, so we'll just keep moving. Our action item discussion today, we have two items today. Up first, I'll open a public hearing for the San Diego County Water Authority's draft 2025 Urban Water Management Plan and draft Water Shortage Contingency Plan. The purpose of today's hearing is to receive public comment in accordance with the California Urban Water Management Plan Act. Comments will be received after the presentation. At this time, Jeff Stevenson, Director of Water Resources, will introduce the item and followed by presentation by Efren Lopez, Senior Water Resource Specialist. Jeff?
Thank you, Vice Chair Scalzitti. In the interest of time, I will go right to Efren, who will begin his presentation.
Good morning, Vice Chair Scalzitti, members of the committee and board. As Jeff said, today's item is on the public hearing for the draft Urban Water Management Plan and the draft Water Shortage Contingency Plan. So these plans, they reflect what we've already been presenting to the board the past several months. So today is really just about transparency and, you know, closing the loop before the plans can be adopted. So why do we prepare urban water management plans and water shortage contingency plans? They are prepared first, as they are required under state law for the Water Authority because of the amount of water that we serve in our population. And, you know, it also guides the Water Authority in planning for supply and demand and investment decisions over the next 20 years. And it's also required if you want to receive any state funding, you have to have an active plan with the Department of Water Resources. So it's compliance, but it's also how we plan for reliability. So these are the milestones for 2025. You know, we began this process by collecting information from our member agencies, their supply and their demand. And then we presented to the board in February. We brought updates to the water shortage contingency plan. And then we also collected local supply data as part of our plan process. And moving into 2026, you know, we did provide the technical draft of the plan to our member agencies. That plan is provided before we have the final plan that we released to the public, and they provided great input, and we updated the plan based on that input. And the plan was released to the public on March 12th. We gave them 45 days to provide comments, and comments will close on April 25th. So the draft urban water management plan, you know, the big picture is that it is a long-range planning document. Again, it's part of being compliant with state legislation. And most importantly for us, it looks at supply and planning. It looks at a normal year, a dry, single dry year, and multiple dry years. And here is the an example of our supply mix in a normal year. So this is just a regular year, no drought. At the very top, you have the water authority supplies. You have the IID transfers, the canal lining projects, and the Carlsbad desal plant. These are all very reliable supplies. And you can see right below that, you have the member agency supplies. Those are verifiable supplies that the water authority collected. And you put those together and you have total projected supplies. And you can see that there's no metropolitan supplies in a single, you know, in a normal year. We don't expect to need additional water. And of course, the demand is lower than the supply. So we have no shortages under a normal year. If we look at a dry year, the water authority supplies remain stable. The member agency supplies, they shift a little bit because some of them do depend on, you know, hydrology in a wet year. So if there's a single dry year, those supplies tend to be lower. And then you have, for 2030, we might need water from Metropolitan, or we can pull that water from storage. We have options, but again, potential shortage is zero. So all through the planning horizon, we don't anticipate any shortages even under a single dry year. And the water shortage contingency plan, again, it's its own standalone document. We do incorporate it into the urban water management plan, and it just looks at, you know, supply allocations during a drought. We activated it the last few years, and it also includes the model drought ordinance. Our member agencies really depend on that, and they use it for their own plans. So today we're here again for the public review and the comment process. It's a legislative requirement, and, you know, we did put the documents up for public review. We noticed the public hearing in the Tribune, on the internet, on our website. We sent letters to the county and the city, all the cities in the county, and we expect to receive comments during the 45 days, and then, you know, the board will review and approve these plans next month. So looking ahead, once the public comment period closes, we'll come back to the board in May, and the board will review and approve these documents, and then we plan to submit to the state in June. And that concludes my update. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you so much. At this time, I'm going to open the public hearing. And because there are two documents on the agenda today in the public hearing, we'll first hear from all the speakers wishing to comment on the draft 2025 Urban Water Management Plan, followed up by speakers wishing to comment on the draft Water Shortage Contingency Plan. Do we have any public comment?
I believe we have one public comment from Ms. Courtney Brown.
Hello, okay, it's still on. Hi, I'm back, Courtney Brown, San Diego Coast Keeper, and I will be commenting on the 2025 Urban Water Management Plan. Coast Keeper will be submitting formal written comments before the deadline, but I wanted to give you a preview after the presentation, which was nice. These documents are not a mere formality. They are critical planning documents that drive multi-billion dollar decisions, and we have to get them right. If we underestimate demands, we don't have enough water. So historically, County Water Authority has overestimated, but that has been the primary driver of our current water rates crisis, which is untenable. So this plan must find the Goldilocks zone. With that, Coast Keeper appreciates that this draft acknowledges those past demand overestimates to a demand forecast that is relatively flat through 2050. This is a massive improvement that cannot be overstated, and it's genuinely really encouraging. However, Coast Keeper believes that the plan still overestimates demand, albeit by less than past plans, because it fails to account for additional conservation that will result from recent and future rate increases and the rapidly changing hotter, drier climate. Furthermore, demand has been significantly trending downward for about 20 consecutive years, not simply remaining flat. along similar lines, Coast Keeper strongly disagrees with section 9.4.3 regarding demand hardening, which one assumes that no water shortages are anticipated throughout the planning horizon for this plan, which seems highly questionable, and two, that essential uses are less responsive to price increases. However, a huge percentage of water in County Water Authority service area is used for residential outdoor irrigation, with some estimates putting it around 30 to 40% of total service use area usage. That is not an essential use, and it is not an inelastic use. Furthermore, San Diego County Water Authority per capita water use is about 126 gallons per capita per day in 2025. That's still extremely high for our arid climate. And we've said this before, compared to places like Melbourne and Sydney, Arizona, Australia, which use 40 to 55 gallons per capita per day. We've certainly come a long way, but we're nowhere near demand hardening in our perspective. Therefore, Coast Keeper requests this draft be revised to include a more robust discussion of outdoor water conservation, as it represents the largest and most achievable source of future demand reductions, and thus deserves a more thorough analysis. Thanks for considering.
Thank you for your comments. Is there any more comments?
If anyone online would like to speak, please use the hand raise feature. We have no further comments.
Okay, our second document, we'll hear comments on this draft water shortage contingency plan. Is there any public comment for that document?
We have none.
Okay, I will revert to one of our directors, Joey Lyons. Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. I have a question for staff. And it's a bit of a detail, but it didn't come to my attention until I was looking at our San Diego Water District agenda last week, and we were reviewing our urban water management plan. And it's my understanding that we were going in the direction of the Water Authority was taking demands from the agencies. We were gathering that information from the agencies and then using it. And what came to my attention was that we gave the Water Authority what our demand predictions were, but the Water Authority is using a different demand than what we gave you. And could you shed some light on that? That was a change in direction that we talked about a couple of years ago. And how is that actually rolling out? Is San Diego an exception, or is this how we're dealing with all the agencies?
Yeah, I think Jeremy can give an overview of the process, because we did meet with every member agency and go over numbers, and some were the same and some were slightly different. So Jeremy can explain the differences.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Great question. As you recall, this year we did something a little different than we have in the past. We did a parallel process, and that was in consideration of on the future documents, the 2030 plan and moving forward, that we would solely rely on member agency demand forecast and aggregate those up for the regional forecast. We recognize that was new and different and was going to put a lot of pressure on the member agencies to expedite their schedules and get those numbers to us sooner. So for this go around, we did a parallel process where we hired a consultant to still develop our regional forecast and then worked with the member agencies and gave them the new schedule that we will need moving forward so that we could see where the pitfalls and challenges would be in developing a member agency driven regional forecast. So this year, we do have our own forecast. As Jeff mentioned, we did meet with all the member agencies and go over discrepancies between our forecast for that member agency and their internal forecast. In some situations, we did modify and make adjustments to our modeling or hard code changes to that member agency's demand forecast. And for others, we just recognized that there was a discrepancy, but we understood that what assumptions led to that, and we kind of agreed where those were. So depending on the member agency, we did make some of those changes, but otherwise we're sticking with the regional assessment. And then moving forward, there were a lot of challenges that the member agencies aired as part of that parallel process and the expectations of expediting their forecasting and the consultant needs that they had on their end. we'll bring that back to the member agency general managers and have a discussion on what's the best path forward in developing a regional demand forecast, and then ultimately come to the board for a decision on where we go for the 2030 document.
And please, just a follow-up question, do you foresee that in upcoming years that this will be more based on the demands identified by the member agencies, or do you see that it will continue to be dialogue with the agencies in order to come up with a demand?
I think there will always be dialogue between the two, and whether we have a consultant to develop an independent analysis, that is yet to be determined. I think we have a lot to digest and bring back to the board to make that decision.
Look forward to that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. I have one more director, Director Roback.
So I wanted to speak to the speaker. In terms of outdoor water, in terms of per capita water use in the county. So City of San Diego, Otay Water District, Sweetwater, the ones I'm familiar with, Helix, you know, we're in the 80s, you know, per capita. So it's much lower than what the Water Authority shows. In terms of your comment on opportunities for further outdoor water conservation, we recently defunded the Water Conservation Garden. So we've placed a very low priority on outdoor water conservation. So thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Director Roback. Just want to remind you, we are in a public hearing on these two documents. Is there any other comments from the public?
If we have anyone online who wishes to speak, please use the raise hand feature. I see none.
Thank you. Seeing no more public comment, I will close our public hearing at this point. Written comments on this draft 2025 Urban Water Management Plan and draft Water Shortage Contingency Plan will be accepted through April 25th, 2026. The final draft of the 2025 Urban Water Management Plan and final draft of the Water Shortage Contingency Plan will be provided to the board and considered for an adoption on the May 28, 2026 board meeting. Thank you all for who participated in our hearing today. Up next, we're going to talk to Efren Lopez, a senior water resource specialist again. It will provide a final update on the water supply conditions for the water year 2026. Thank you again, Efren.
Thank you, Vice Chair Scalzetti and members of the committee and board. This is the last water supply conditions of the water year. So, you know, we had a very interesting water year. You can see on the left-hand side, 3 years ago, we had, you know, a really strong snowpack averaging well over 200% and, you know, amongst one of the snowiest years on record. And then on the right-hand side, you have this April 1st snowpack, which there was basically no snowpack that they could measure. This can cause a problem with limited, you know, snow melt as the season progresses. These are the four snow surveys that the Department of Water Resources conducted this past water year. As you can see, it trended below 50% most of the year. When they did their April 1st survey, they couldn't measure any snow, so we took an average of the statewide snowpack. Again, one of the lowest April snowpacks on record. So this just really shows how, you know, you can get these extreme swings from year to year in precipitation and snowfall. It wasn't a dry year. We did have 33 atmospheric rivers that made landfall in California. So it was a rainy year. Specifically, the southern part of California, we didn't get very strong atmospheric rivers. They were mostly just beneficial snowstorms. So again, it was a above average precipitation year, but here you can see the snowpack is, you know, trending at 9% this year, significantly lower than it has in the past few years compared to our precipitation index, which is at 101% to date. California reservoir storage, it's really benefited from the storms and previous wet years. It's holding strong. We'll see how that, you know, transitions as the snow starts to melt. Oroville is also, it's almost full. It's at 95% of capacity. So that should carry the state water project through the summer. And when we look at the Colorado River Basin conditions, you already got a really detailed presentation from imported water, but precipitation is at 83% of normal and the snowpack is at 21% of normal. Local precipitation, it also had some swings. You look at Lindbergh Field, it was at 107%. And if you look at Ramona Airport, a little more inland, it's trending below average at 78%. NOAA, the outlook. So in the next few months, we'll be transitioning into ENSO neutral, which is neither La Nina or El Nino, but we are hearing projections. You see the red on the bars. That means that El Nino will likely develop by the summertime. El Nino for Southern California tends to bring wetter conditions. They could come as, you know, warm snowstorm, warm rain. So it won't be beneficial for the snowpack up north, but we'll track El Nino and see how that continues next year. But traditionally, it does bring more precipitation to Southern California. The outlook for the next 3 months, since this is the last presentation, we are seeing temperatures above average for California and precipitation. Of course, it's equal chances because typically we don't get a lot of precipitation after, you know, May, June, July. We might get some summer storms, but we'll wait and see for that. And that concludes my update. You know, we'll be back in the fall with a new water year presentation.
Thank you, Efren, for your presentation today. Thank you for your heavy lift for both parts. Is there any questions or comments for Efren in his presentation today? All right. Seeing none, there's no informational items on our agenda. We have no closed session items, and there is no further business. And Water Planning Environmental Committee meeting is now adjourned.
Okay, so we'll do LPO at 1. As we break for lunch for the next 45 minutes.